The Menominee tribe of Wisconsin wants to hook up with the Mohegan tribe of Connecticut and turn Kenosha's dog track into a large casino and entertainment complex. A state legislator who represents far northeastern Illinois claims the project would not employ many of her constituents and would lead to more gambling addictions and traffic woes in her communities. The lawmaker, Joanne Osmond, set up a meeting last night to videotape testimony that will be sent to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. About 10 people spoke against the Kenosha Casino. Chuck Vaughn of Wheaton, Illinois, says the state of Wisconsin won't prevent the Kenosha gaming complex from creating problems across the border.
The state of Wisconsin will feel bad about what they do to Illinois, but they won't do anything about it. Problem gamblers won't be helped, roads won't be built, social programs won't be funded, and schools won't be helped to survive, because the state of Wisconsin will take care of its own people first.
Other critics claim the Mohegan tribe would be bad managers of the Kenosha Casino and hire third world workers who would put a drain on local schools and social service agencies. But the only speaker who didn't criticize the casino rejects that theory. Jim DeNomi lives in Illinois, but is a member of Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Chippewa. DeNomi says the Menominee are just looking to work with a successful tribe like the Mohegan.
So when people say that there's res shopping or tribe shopping, frankly, I find that to be a little racist. It's got nothing to do with that kind of stuff. It's good, sound business decision-making that's going on.
After the hearing, a lobbyist for the Forest County Potawatomi, which has a large casino in Milwaukee and is trying to block the Kenosha project, admitted he also helped schedule the hearing. A PR firm hired by the Menominee said that was disappointing. For a reminder of what the tribes and lobbyists are fighting over, walk through the Dairyland dog track some evening and you can find dozens of people staring at television screens and betting on simulcast dog and horse races from other states. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha.